Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
805 Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squidbilly, Bo Morgan, Dylon back there. Nice work. 8 o'clock. He hits another one. I feel it. I'm getting amped up.
What do you think of?
I thought it was gonna be Lil Wayne, but it's all right.
What do you think of when you hear this song? Like, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
I think we're running out of the tunnel at Bama.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Run out. This is what Alabama plays. I thought it was Enter Sandman.
Mm-mm.
This one, we had this junior year soccer. We made a we made a playlist, like a warm up list. We put this song on there.
That a boy.
I have a question. Okay. Why'd you think it was going to be lame? I've come back like the past. I feel like
no.
I
said I thought it would be Lil Wayne.
Oh, Lil Wayne. I thought you said lame. I was like, bro, I've been on a roll. What you mean?
That's your insecurity projecting right there.
I know I'm projecting.
That's the, you know what? Hey. That's the first time Dylan's clapped back.
Yeah, I love it.
In a long time, if not ever.
No, because we were giving him credit.
I mean, I love it.
And yeah. it wasn't even a good clapback either.
It was not even a moment to be angry, right. But you were still angry.
Exactly.
I love it.
Hey, 404-726-0929. We're going to get the wake-up call. Here's three things I got off the top of my mind from today's show to talk about. All right, first of all, is Bobby Petrino the most hated Atlanta sports person of all time? Is there anybody else that's more hated in Atlanta sports than Bobby Petrino? Number two, went to Lil Wayne last night at State Farm. Filming at concerts, yes or no? Filming videos of concerts, yes or no? And Allie's top five list of French fries was a little bit hit or miss. All right, a little bit hit or miss. Allie, hit him with all the top five you got because it was a little shaky.
All right, a little bit shaky. Number five is Wendy's. 4, Chick-fil-A. 3, McDonald's. 2, Cheeseburger Bobby's.
Say what?
And number one, Arby's.
Yeah.
Caveat, disclaimer, we all know McDonald's is the best. There's just accessories with the first
right.
two.
There's caveat and nuance to the conversation, as always. But is Bobby Petrino the most hated Atlanta sports figure?
He's the most agreed upon hated. Like, I think more people can come to an agreement.
Most universally hated.
Yeah. I think Jim Leyritz is up there, too.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think Bobby Petrino is the most universally agreed upon.
Yeah.
Sean Payton's up there for me.
Yeah, it's a good one. 404-726-0929 if you guys got anything on the wake-up call. I brought up your French fries list. I think you missed on Zaxby's. I would have had Zaxby's with the Zax sauce. I didn't think about this, though, Bo, when we were talking about this during the break. She gets her fries from Zaxby's in a different way than I do because she's not ordering meat. So when she orders fries at Zaxby's, they come in a box. Mine come in like the combo plate. The platter box, you know what I mean? Mine comes with chicken wings and, you know, chicken strips. Hers just comes by themselves. So,
yeah, but
so there's a difference.
The delivery
in
vehicle
the delivery
is a little
because
bit different.
When it comes in a box, the steam is trapped in there and sometimes can change how the fry tastes,
but
the texture.
The boxes are made from the same thing.
No.
Yes.
No styrofoam.
No, that's all styrofoam.
Versus
now,
cardboard.
What I'll tell you is the size matters because the. No.
Finally! Finally!
Yeah! Hey now.
For the love, Dylan, hit the music.
No, music. I gotta explain it.
All right, 404-726-0929. Although I don't know why I'm giving that out because boy, our phone lines are off the chain right now. Dylan, let's just start from the top. Let's go to Brad in Villa Rica. Brad, what's going on? Happy Tuesday, man.
The answer to your three questions will be yes, no, and no. I don't understand why she didn't put McDonald's on the top list, but they got the best fries. But
yes,
but anyways, I'm going to throw my wake-up call a little different this morning.
Okay.
This is a shout-out to the Alabama fans.
You know, my whole family, my half side of my family is Alabama fans, my other side is Georgia fans. So, you know, every year they do get to play each other. It's an awesome rivalry. It's great, you know, whatever you want to call it. But that game Saturday was an awesome game. Win or lose,
yeah,
that's a championship game. And I guarantee you, go dog, and we will see Bama again. I promise you that.
Yeah.
You guys have a good day. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. Go dog.
Appreciate that, Brad. I could not agree with that more. Like, and I realize the position I'm in and the people I'm probably talking to more times than not when I talk about that game. So it sounds to me when I say things like that, like I'm just being, you know, that guy. But I truly mean it when I say what an incredible game that was on Saturday mm-hmm. night. And I know that there's a level of frustration from Georgia fans. But, golly, if you just take a step back and watch it from a college football fan perspective, it's just the majestic nature of that game with the wristbands and the home atmosphere and everything else going on. Just beautiful, man. I thought it was electric, and I agree with him. Look, the coach's poll came out. Georgia's still ranked ahead of Alabama in the coach's poll. Don't necessarily disagree with it. It's a little bit frustrating, but it is what it is. Bama's loss is a lot worse at this point than Georgia's loss. So it kind of is what it is. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Hey, let's go to Sarah over in Cleveland, Georgia. Sarah, what's going on this Tuesday morning?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are y'all?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing all right. All right. Bobby Petrino, it's funny you bring him up. Me and my father were at the game Sunday literally talking about Bobby Petrino just packing his bags and leaving town and the neck brace, everything, because of Arkansas firing their coach.
Yeah.
So, yes, I would agree he's probably top two for me. Kirk Cousins is close, though, I'll tell you, for me.
What did Kirk do? What did Kirk do?
Man, my season tickets last year, bro. He owes me like $7,000 of that $100 million.
Appreciate the phone call, Sarah. Off the top rope, man. He was doing his best, okay?
You can't get mad at someone that listens to Celine Dion in the car. You just can't.
It is hard to be mad at that guy. I know a lot of Falcons fans are hit or miss on Kirk Cousins, but it's hard to stay mad at the guy because it's just like, yeah. He seems so harmless.
I mean, I resonate a little bit with her. I don't hate Kirk Cousins, but I can understand why she has.
Yeah. There was a lot of buildup.
Jim Leyritz to me is up
there. Walk into your
trap,
take over your trap.
Yeah, you do.
Sean Payton's up there. There's, you know, Tom Brady. Brady's not really bothering me. Belichick bothers me now with his little girlfriend.
I was going to say, he's got to be up there as well. He's starting to climb the list a lot. His girlfriend wearing that shirt, Super Bowl shirt, was.
Yeah, I just don't.
Come on, man.
Yeah, there's a writer. There's a writer in Detroit that used to take shots at Atlanta all the time. Rob Parker.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Used to be on Around the Horn.
Yeah. I don't like him at all. He's a clown in my eyes.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's take another call. Let's get to Kevin, the limo driver. Kevin, where are you headed this morning, buddy?
Headed home. Just dropped off my daughter at school in the limo. She goes to McEachern. Big shout out to the Indians.
Bro, she gets to go to school in a limo?
Cool.
Come on. I love that.
Hey, you know, a boss has to be a boss. So, what we're looking at is, like, the Falcons, I'm going to go, like, the great, the good, and the meh. The great is Michael Penix had an amnesia, coming out having a great game.
That's a great point.
Offense getting back on track. The good is them sticking to the, you know, game plan, sticking to their guns. The meh is them running the pistol 37 times and being very predictable at the end of the game.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the meh.
Most
hated sports player in history to me, Tom Brady. Basically came back. We hate him for that. And also, he had the audacity to come to Tampa Bay and also do it in our division.
Appreciate the phone call.
I'm very confused.
Yeah.
What do you have after last week about the pistol? They're predictable at the end. What are you talking about? They scored every time they touched the ball in the second half.
I don't think they were near as predictable with the pistol. We talked about the Kyle Pitts touchdown a minute ago. It was a duo play at a pistol with a short kind of RPO bootleg off of it. I thought that was good.
You know what's funny is I heard Dan Orlowski praising running out of the shotgun last night.
Yeah.
I go, oh, really? Well, I think Miami should run more out of the shotgun. I was like, oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, well, because it's not the pistol. What, he's a yard and a half deeper out of the pistol?
Here's the thing, I would never, ever, ever toot my horn on this, but I guarantee you Dan Orlovsky doesn't know why we run wide zone out of pistol. He doesn't understand it. I promise you, quarterbacks, it's just not something they're going to think about. He's thinking about taking the snap and where his handoffs and his bootlegs are. Doesn't realize what it does for an offensive line. That's why we run it out of pistol. So I'm with you. I wish there was like a rebuttal video where we could just, hey, Dan, can you just go back through a couple of these things and see how they changed and why it might be good for Bijan Robinson to be able to make four cuts on the way up the field?
You know what was predictable about our offense at the end of the game is you were in a four-minute offense.
Yeah.
And all you wanted to do was run the clock down and put points on the board. And, oh, by the way.
Ding.
What did they do with their last possession?
Yeah, if we didn't get to you today on the wake-up call, appreciate you guys giving a shout. We'll obviously do it again tomorrow, or you can tweet us at 929MorningShip. But thank you guys so much for hanging out with us.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. And speaking of the Falcons, join Sports Radio 929 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. That is your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Coming up, Raheem did talk about the impact of Divine Diablo. We'll get into it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
23 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, ready to take your call right now, because we're going to let you hear from Raheem Morris on Divine Diablo's performance in a minute. But we've been chatting about concerts today. Let's go ahead and get you into one. Call into the show right now at 404-726-0929 if you want to go see Machine Gun Kelly and his Lost Americana tour with Wiz Khalifa on Friday, May 29th at 2026 at Lakewood. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. That's a concert I would like to see. Machine Gun Kelly, personally.
I'd like, that's so off-brand for you.
So here's so the thing right now. He's such a versatile performer. He's in different eras, right? He raps, and then he was in rock for a moment, and right now he's doing his boy band thing. So, like, hello.
Wow.
I'm ready to see Machine Gun Kelly pull off the cheesy dance moves. I know he's mocking them, and I love it.
I didn't take you as a fingernail-painted kind of, you know, kind of fan.
Maybe he should have went on tour with Taylor Swift a couple years ago, the Eras tour. They could have done – they both had their own little era. You say he's in his different era.
He's a totally different artist. Every time he comes out with a new album, it's just – Completely
I like,
a 180.
Didn't he date Transformers girl? Yeah, Megan Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They had a baby together.
That's about the only era I'm interested in of Machine Gun Kelly.
Are they not together anymore?
No.
They're separated, but that has to be the most beautiful baby in the world.
She also was with that guy from 90210.
David Austin Green.
Yes.
I'm glad you Google these things before you start talking.
What do you mean?
Is that his name? That's not his name.
This is his name.
This is his name.
David
Why
Austin
do I
Green?
Need to know their names?
Wait. I might have the first name wrong.
Oh, please tell me I got this right. Tell me I got this right.
No, Brian Austin Green.
I'm glad you Google these things before you start talking about them.
Because he was David Silver on 90210.
Yes, I'm so happy that I got you on a pop culture name.
She was so smug.
I'm so happy. I mean, she looked at me like I was an absolute D-bag.
She tried to get you and Bo both, and y'all just both wham.
And Dad, you Google
these
things.
Oh, my God, I can retire a happy man now. I got her.
There's a difference in me missing one name, and every other name you're trying to call out, you're like, who's who's that person?
I didn't do that though.
No, I was looking at Bo. I was looking at Bo.
Yeah, but guess what? Well, you need a name for the 90s Falcons team. Who do you come ask, huh? Yeah.
Google. Yeah. I'll Google.
And the 2025 team.
Yeah.
All right, so going back to what we should be talking about right now, Raheem Morris did talk to the media the other day and talked about that you're very excited about that one right there, Mike.
This. Yes.
Raheem talked about Divine Diablo's performance on Sunday and how impressed he was with it.
Yeah, super impressive. You know, his pass defense has been elite. You know, to be able to watch him get back into those windows in the passing in the middle of the field and really play with great length, you know, great vision on the quarterback. I mean, he's probably knocked down, I don't know, three or four balls over the middle of the field. His vision back there and being able to move with the quarterback, deterring throws, taking him away, you know, really giving that body presence, that underneath body presence that you get from really great linebackers. And he's shown that a bunch. You see it a lot from Fred Warner out in San Fran all these years. And to watch him be able to do it is kind of unique because of his length, his speed, you know, his ability to cover grass. And then when a check down goes, it's not an explosive. He's able to close grass and get people on the ground, you know, from with a lot of space. And that is a unique thing about him and his speed and his athleticism, his range, things of those nature. And he's been excellent. He's been an excellent addition in every way. Behind the ball, covering, as a pressure player, he's done some really good things for us.
Pressure player, closing ground. You know, just I love everything he just said there because it definitely flashes on film and kind of diagnosing the way they utilize him. We kind of covered it yesterday, kind of a 5-1 defensive setup where they allow him to just kind of roam right there in the middle of the defense, play that middle linebacker spot. It's awesome. It's awesome the way they utilize him, his speed, his length, like Raheem was just talking about. And he is so versatile as a player because he's strong, but he's fast. And when you have a guy like that defensively, he changes almost everything you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, former safety at Virginia Tech, Divine Diablo, when he played college ball. And it's funny because he couldn't find a home in Vegas with the Raiders. I mean, he was – and I say that, you know, he was a guy that kind of in and out of the starting lineup, didn't get a lot of playing time. Yep. And now he's – I'm not going to be, like, out of the world. He's all pro. But he's playing at a very high level. And he's playing on a defense that's number two overall in total yardage. Scoring defense-wise, they've gone down a little bit the last couple of weeks, but they're doing a really good job. They're creating turnovers. I was looking at some stats this morning defensively where they rank with turnovers. They're only plus one in the margin, but they've created like I think six or seven turnovers.
Yeah.
In four games, it's pretty good. It's like 1.5 a game, right?
Yeah.
Or a little over one a game.
Havoc rate.
Then you've got their sixth in sacks with 10, and they're up there. I'll tell you this. If after four games, if I told you that they had double the amount of sacks as a Super Bowl-winning defense, would you have believed it?
I'd be forced to at this point, yes.
No, I said before the season.
Yeah.
You know, when y'all were like making fun of me when I said 50 sacks was something that they could get to?
Yeah.
And then I was like, hey, look, I'll just take 40 if you want. I'll just hold me at 40. And now they're 30 away and after a quarter of the season. So the defense has been improved because of guys like Divine Diablo. The linebacker play is elevated from what it was last year.
No doubt.
Well, and one of the things Raheem did talk about yesterday was the improvements he wants to see defensively during the bye week.
For us, it's like finishing. You know, we're like – you want to go find ways to finish some of those sacks. I think we had 15 pressures yesterday, had 2 sacks. You know, and we had the big 6-sack game, I believe, in Minnesota. You want to find ways to capitalize more of those opportunities because if you do those things, you know, you can be really effective, you know, on that way when you're talking about on defense. And then, you know, obviously on.
Yeah, it's just funny watching the tape and you realize how close Brandon Dorlus was to getting a sack. Flies past the quarterback, misses it. Zach Harrison was close to missing one when he kind of comes through unblocked. It goes back to what we were talking about Divine Diablo. When he gets a chance to blitz, and Bo, you and I talked about this when we signed him. Neither one of us were impressed with him as a blitzer. It was about more rangy he could be at the second level and go sideline to sideline. I think that's exactly what we've seen on tape. But when you do get a chance to get in the backfield, whether it be him, Caden, whoever it is, closing on the ball and making the play. Divine also had an interception in his hands over the middle Sunday.
That was going to be – it would have been hard to secure. And he kind of reached out and almost Calvin Johnsoned it.
Yep.
I think you got a good point, though. I want to talk about that real quick before we get to Life Squid. The when he comes up the middle, you know, I want him to get the guy on the ground, but I also need my edges there to get enough. And they have done a good job of kind of penetrating and getting some pressure. And that way, there's nowhere for that quarterback to go when Devine comes flying through there. And we talked about it. I tweeted out Sunday night because I'd seen some people kind of complaining about, well, the pass rush wasn't very good Sunday. Two sacks, six quarterback hits. Rod just said 15 pressures. 15 pressures. And Marcus is not – Mariota's the guy that's going to get rid of the ball, and he's also going to get out of the pocket.
Yeah.
And that's just what he's been. You forced intentional grounding. You forced some bad throws. I just think that's affecting quarterback in the type of way that you're affecting the game. He did not have a great game. You can talk about, backup quarterback did this. Kickoff return, put him in the inside. He had a turnover short. He had four field goals. The two touchdowns came off explosive plays on the drive. The 48-yard run got him in the red area. And then I think it was the kickoff got him down there with the Deebo Samuel fourth down touchdown.
Yep.
So it was explosive plays really led to a lot of the damage that they did on offense.
Yeah.
You know, it's always about Baron Burton's W Sauce and the New Realm Brewing, the Allen Lager. And don't forget the, you know, breakfast sauce, W Sauce, Fireshire, breakfast sauce too, everyday hot sauce. It's all in there. So special teams, been a lot. We talked about it was our meh earlier, right?
Yes.
I just think that as much as I get frustrated with it too, because you go down and score a touchdown and then boom, they're already at the 40-yard line of your own 40, right? After like Luke McCaffrey gets a big return. The one thing we need to remember is everything has changed in the last season and a half, season and a quarter about the kickoff. They got the new kickoff, the dynamic kickoff, or whatever they want to call it. They've changed the yardage and they have the landing zone now. And if you don't kick it in the landing zone, it comes out to like the 40. And if you kick it in the landing zone and the guy touches it in before the goal line and it goes through the end zone, now it comes out at the 20. Like, there's all these kinds of rules. And I just think all the there's no – it used to be kick it through the end zone and you just worried about punt coverage. And now you can't do that. And the punt coverage for this team has been pretty good. If you go look at our punt coverage, it's been good. But the kickoff is kind of – something that's it's kind of evolving in front of us. And some teams have adapted this knuckleball kick, but you have to have someone that can execute the knuckleball kick. And then, Mike, you brought it up when we were talking about it. I can't remember if we were on or off the air earlier, but you said, hey, if you try the knuckleball and you don't execute it right, if it doesn't hit the landing zone, then it comes to the 40. So we got to, as much as I know no one wants to hear this, with the kickoff alone, just the actual kickoff, have some patience because it is an ever-evolving situation and it's all new.
I agree with you. I think it's a mess all the way around the NFL. Hopefully we get it figured out sooner than other teams, but it's a mess for just about everybody right now.
And our actual returns last week
were
better. Natron Brooks almost breaks one before he got injured.
The one after he gets injured, Ray was a good return.
You know what we figured out in the broadcast is, and I don't know if it was Wes Rush, one of them brought it up, but if you catch it, you got to go. You can't hesitate. You have to literally hit the gas immediately. I think it was Arch because you can only hold those blocks so long being so close.
Timing and spacing.
So if you see it, catch it and go. So that's my analysis on the kickoff.
Yeah, there you go.
Real quick, I want to say congrats to D'Angelo from Atlanta going to see Machine Gun Kelly. We'll have more tickets tomorrow. And coming up, we'll switch gears a bit. National college sports reporter for CBS, John Talty will join us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the morning shift. It's 8:44. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Take a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're going to talk some more college football here. Hoping to be joined in just one second from CBS Sports' John Talty. But one of the questions I feel like I'm going to ask John when we get cranked off is about some of the craziness that comes.
Pause.
What? We get cranked off? Is that? Oh, is that a pause?
That's a pause.
That's a pause, brother.
I use that very often. And I would now say, y'all have me rethinking that.
I would say cranked up would be cranked probably up. A better verbiage. Cranking the car. You crank it up. You don't.
Like, I use that a lot, and now y'all are really making me rethink the fact that I use that a lot.
I would rethink
Man,
if I was you.
I never put it in that context, but it actually is a pause.
Do you Google these things before you just say them?
I usually don't Google anything before I talk.
Never live that down.
So it kind of is what it is.
Hey, let's go ahead and talk about the Browngrass Tournament. We haven't given it much air, but if you want to get your Thanksgiving week started with some golf and do some good, Sports Radio 92.9, the game's third annual Browngrass Charity Golf Classic, presented by Finley Roofing, is coming up on Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now is your chance to sign up. Go to 929thegame.com, click the events link, and you can also go to our Twitter account. I have it pinned to the top, so it's really easy to find. Do it now, because foursomes are going quickly. That's the third annual Browngrass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets, November 24th. And I say we haven't given it much air because I think I'm going to have a special role that day. Right, Bo? Like, I'm not going to be playing, but I'm going to go around and get some social media.
You're
going to
be the hype lady.
Yes. I'm going to go around and hang out with everyone, film you, ask questions, bring all this stuff to air. I cannot wait.
The bringer of vibes.
It's such a fun event. We've crushed it so far with the first couple of years, third annual, obviously. We got a special role for Allie, and Pets for Vets has benefited from it. I've talked to Mark, who runs Pets for Vets, and he's going to have, I think, something special for that. So yeah, it's a great
hole.
Time. That's the way you start your Thanksgiving week. Yeah, we have a specialty hole, speed hole.
Yeah,
where it's not about the size in that one. It's just about the speed. So you get in and out on that hole, and it helps your score.
Hey, I'm thinking about getting some new golf clubs. And
for the brown grass.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Between now and then,
let's go to.
I have. y'all are going to do this again. I have lengthened clubs. So I have to get them specially made, obviously.
So it's about the size of your stick?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's one of those things where I've got to get that situated soon so they can get all customized and regripped and everything else. But I haven't bought new golf clubs in 10 years, and now's the time. I'm ready to dive back into
Let's get you down to PGA Tour. Know some people down there.
Yeah, there you go.
I think I also heard, are you getting a special outfit for the day? Because I thought I heard you asking Drew yesterday where to go get fitted for golf clothes.
No, just golf clubs. That's what we're talking about.
I heard clothes.
I was like, "Hey, man, where do you go? Where's the last time you got fitted for golf clubs? Where'd you go?" So we started kicking around the name of another couple of stores.
Okay.
Not golf clothes. No.
Should have connected those dots. Yeah. My apologies. But I feel like now you should get a special outfit.
Yeah, now I don't feel as bad, Allie, because I thought Mike said the music choice wasn't lame, and he thought it was going to be when he actually said Lil Wayne, so it's okay.
I got to get it together around you guys. Speaking clearly here.
I understand the words you're saying, even the ones that sound very awkward, like the phrases that you probably shouldn't say on the air.
Yeah.
Anyways, you might be in Rick Caffey's office after that one.
I'm gonna ask Bo this question, and I want you to answer it. We do need to talk a little bit about college football here. Let's kind of wrap things up on that.
Yeah.
The worst weekend between these two head coaches, was it Brian Kelly or was it James Franklin? I tend to think James Franklin, but LSU fans would probably make the argument that it's Brian Kelly.
Neither.
What? Neither one of them had a bad weekend?
Neither was to the point of like saying, oh, they're awful. Yeah, they both had bad weekends because they lost. It's worse for James Franklin if you have to have an answer, because it continues a narrative for him. The narrative is he can't beat top 10 teams. He loses every big game he coaches. That's his narrative. That's who he is. You got to, even in the playoff last year,
yes,
the games he won were against who? SMU and Boise State. Okay?
Yes.
He didn't beat top 10 teams. He lost to the top 10 team that he beat,
yeah,
or that he played, which was Notre Dame. So that's the narrative of, about him. Brian Kelly, it's lesser because Kelly has them in position. Look, LSU loses two games, they're probably in the college football playoff. It just depends on who. If you lose to Ole Miss,
that's a good point.
And then you lose to, but Penn State could be the same way. It's what they were last year. Last year they lost two games. They're in the college football playoff. They happen to make the Big Ten championship game, which is good. If you're going to lose two games, it kind of matters. But yeah. I would say if anybody, it'd be Franklin.
Let's hear from Franklin on Big Game Narrative and his facts.
I kind of look at the entire picture. I get that narrative, and it's really not a narrative. It's factual. It's the facts. I get it. But I try to look at the entire picture and what we've been able to do here. But at the end of the day, we got to find a way to win those games. And I take ownership, and I take responsibility.
Yeah, and that's the thing is I think when – And this he sounds a lot like Kirby getting the Bama question, right? Does it not? It's like, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. We haven't been good in those situations. We just need to figure out what's going on. I'm not worried about the narrative. I'm worried about what has gotten us to that narrative. But it is getting to the point where I listen to James Franklin talk like that, and I'm like, have you tried anything different? I'm looking at it going, have you tried anything? Because the Kirby with Bama thing, it's not like Georgia's played awful. Like, they play good. They play good. Those are good games. Like James Franklin, when you start getting to, 4-25 or whatever it is he is at Penn State against top 10 teams, it's like, dude, I don't know if y'all need to eat breakfast earlier. Like, I don't know if you need to do a different film session. Like, that's a big sample size, man.
The problem for me is the only top 10, he plays only a few top 10 teams every year, and it's always Ohio State, Michigan. And those are always college football playoff teams in his tenure. Now, would that number be different if he played in the SEC, or would it be worse? Would it have to be better? It just been the sample size would be so many. But then I go think about it. I'm like, you think Auburn wouldn't kill for James Franklin right now?
That's a good point.
I mean, now I know that Hugh Freeze is there, blah blah blah. But you think Florida wouldn't kill for James Franklin's resume right now?
He's almost the Mike Tomlin of college football.
Yeah, it's not fair. Mike Tomlin has a championship.
True,
but
yeah.
He doesn't have one without Ben Roethlisberger. He doesn't have a playoff one without Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, I agree with you. I also look at the way Drew Aller played this past weekend. Not good for like three quarters of that game. So I don't know if that's on James Franklin or what's the deal with it, but it seems to happen more times than not in those situations with them.
Dude, AI is like somebody had a Drew Aller tweet the other day, and it was not about anything he played, but it was like kind of him being similar to, like, in people's DMs. And it was a fake tweet, but the things that were written, it's like, where are we going? AI has caused trouble. I heard a press conference. That Cam Ward press conference I heard the other day. The first – I listened to it three times on Sunday night, and I was like, I'm trying to figure out if this is AI or not. And then I went and scrolled Twitter more, and I saw, like, Adam Schefter tweeted, and I was like, okay, it's real.
Yeah, there was one the other day that got me. It was a Kirk Cousins press conference where he was going off the rails. I was like, there's no way. There's no way this is him.
Yeah. I thought Bo was spot on when he put the Cam Ward press conference on our thread. And he's like, I thought this was AI.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell these days. But that Cam Ward one was like, yeah, dude, we suck. like we played a quarter of our games. We haven't won. We just got shut out. We're awful. He was a 40% passer this weekend, and I was like, man, this has still got to be AI. Nope, not AI. No. Absolutely, Cam Ward in the topic of conversations.
Bro. I mean, so. We keeping a buck right now. We ass. Yeah.
Cam, sir, this is a family program. I mean,
oh my
I don't
gosh,
know.
Dude, so good. Yeah. I the other game I wanted to talk about, Clemson, North Carolina this weekend. You want to talk about two head coaches that are in the crosshairs of their programs right now with Dabo Swinney and Bill Belichick facing off. You thought at one point this would be a game that would be highly publicized and said you got 1-3 Clemson that's going to be favored by two touchdowns at UNC. Just an absolute, just eyes bleeding type of football game coming out of the ACC.
Did you see Belichick? They asked him, some guy was like, what's it? What's the mindset now that the conference play has started and you're finished with the out of conference? And he's like, Yeah, we just we play whoever's on the schedule. We prepare the
We're
same.
We're just trying to get better each and every day.
It doesn't really matter if they're in our conference or not. It's just whoever's on the schedule is who we prepare for.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. Hey, how's the lady doing? Yeah. Did she finish English 101 yet?
Not to poke at you at all, and I don't mean this in any way, but I really that was a letdown game for me this weekend, and the other one is the Florida Texas game, where I really thought that was going to be a game where, remember, I picked it in preseason, that I was like, Texas could come in undefeated as a number one team if they beat who they're supposed to, and Florida is going to be much improved, and they could really upset things in the national championship picture. And now it's like,
wait,
yeah, that's not the result I'm looking at.
Don't sleep on that, because Florida can still affect Texas's postseason play, and Billy Napier said he saw a different look in DJ Lagway's eyes.
Oh, okay, good. Does that make you feel better?
No!
Yeah, I was going to say, stop, dude. Stop it.
You know what makes me feel better?
He had this crazy look in his eye, and at one point he said, let's get it on.
I would feel better if the Georgia message boards ran their program, because then I think Kirby would be available. Maybe Florida could get enough money to pay him.
Yeah, Florida and everybody else in the country.
I mean, dude.
But there's not. I don't think there's a program in the country that wouldn't fire the guy they have now to get Kirby.
A guy tweeted me over the weekend on Sunday morning and said, I don't care what you say. Georgia is a step down. Kirby, if he's going to be unprepared and soft with how he's
Georgia
coaches,
fans
yes, then he's got to go.
It.
And I was like,
stop.
I was like, you know, there are so many programs. There are, what we got, 16 SEC schools now? There are 15 SEC programs are praying that you fire Kirby Smart.
He'd get a raise.
I mean,
he'd get a raise.
Get a raise. Are you kidding me? It would be like he won the lottery. You think Jimbo Fisher got a bunch of guaranteed
Imagine
money?
Imagine the red carpet coming off that jet.
But those are the fanatic fans.
We have covered so much today. If you are here during the last few minutes of the show, it's such a gift because we're in our delirium and you're just hearing everything. You're
just
hearing
diarrhea
everything
of the mouth
spill
right
out.
Now.
Yes, yes. That is going to do it for us today. We got to clock out for Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack. Thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
Google it before you talk about it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.